guys. This is Danielle Town, and welcome to the very first inaugural amazing issue of The Invested Practice. I am clearly so, so excited that you're here with me. It's so hackneyed to say this, but this is my investing journey. Yes, it is. And now you're on it with me, and you've got your own simply by being on this newsletter with me and reading what's going on and hopefully learning from it and starting to practice yourself. After my book Invested came out, my best friends all read it, as they do. And after a while, I said to them, "So, what did you think?" And they said, "Well, we just can't wait to get started." And after a while, I said, "So, did you get started?" And they said, "No." I mean, these are people close to me. These are people who see the changes that have been in my life, and they have not done anything about investing. So I said, "Why?" And to a person, they said, "You know, all the excuses we all have. I'm busy, I'm tired, I have too many things to work on. And most of all, I just really don't know what to do," which I totally get. I totally get it. That's where I was when I first started this. I mean, I had somebody teaching me, my father, who I've watched have an investing practice. But these practices, investing, is so internal. It's so inside our own minds. And somebody outside of us really has a hard time seeing what's going on. It's very hard to see the internal transformation that happens until way later, until there starts to be these external results that people can see. And I'm not just talking about financial results, although that definitely makes people sit up and notice. I'm talking about the personal results, the being more open, the noticing things around me, the being more excited about the future, the way that I feel when I read the news, honestly, paying attention to the world, so much more engaged, more interested, more excited, and more open, weirdly. And I say that even like not fully understanding it, but I feel more open to the world from this investing practice. I think it feels not as separate from me. I feel engaged. And it's hard for people on the outside to see those things. So my friends, you know, saw this in me, but it was hard for them to know what to do going forward. So how do we do this? How do we get into it? We're busy. We're tired. I totally get it. Here's how. That's what this newsletter is about. Here's how. So first of all, right in this very first one, I'm going to tell you, just start to read. Just start to read. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, Munger is Buffett's investing partner, both just started reading when they had other careers and they were figuring out what to do with investing, and they just started reading about companies. And they've said that it has changed their lives so much and made them smarter week after week after week, even now. And not just about investing stuff, just reading about what's interesting to them. So this doesn't have to be hard. Just start reading about anything that's interesting to you related to companies, to investing. So that might mean if you have a Google phone, maybe you read some news articles about Google the company. That's it. Maybe you read some other articles that are on the same kind of webpage, and maybe those articles are super boring, and that's okay. It's okay to let them go and move on to something else that's more interesting. Just start there. Secondly, think about what timing you are doing this reading in. Think about what part of the day you're doing it. I was kind of lost. I felt like investing was work because I was doing my reading and I was starting to learn from it. I was starting to understand the language that people were using, but I would sort of carve out these moments in my day where I was like, "Oh, I haven't done my investing practice yet. I haven't read." And then I would be mad at myself and I would make myself sit down and it felt very forced. And I mean, I liked doing it, so I kept doing it, but it felt like work. And at a certain point, that was not going to continue working for me, because when something feels like work, we will stop. We only do stuff in our very limited time that feels fun and enjoyable. So one day I woke up, I usually sort of read the news as I get going in the morning, and I just started reading some investing news. I didn't mean to, it just happened. And after, you know, 20 minutes or so, I realized, oh my gosh, I just did my investing practice today. So that's what it was for me. For you, let's get practical. What is the time when you already read? Maybe it's on the weekends. Maybe you don't read at all during the week. Maybe it's during the week, but in the evenings before you go to bed. Maybe it's at lunch when you take a break. Think about when you already read, when you already take that break. And then secondly, what time of day do you typically need a break from thinking? Because that's actually when I like to do my investing practice. It just is a nice little break in the day for me to think about something else, something besides work or family or whatever's going on. I get to learn about 3 companies in 20 minutes. That's pretty cool. And then thirdly, how do you like to consume your news? Are you somebody who reads a Facebook feed and gets your news that way? By the way, watch out for Facebook. We all know this, but if you're somebody who likes to do that, notice that. If you enjoy reading the New York Times or the Financial Times or whatever the major newspaper of your country is, notice that. And keep it up, because I guarantee you there's companies in those news sources already right now. And all you have to do is steer to them. Not radical changes. So I'm thrilled that you're here with me. I'm so excited. And I really look forward to learning a lot together in the invested practice. Thanks, everybody.